Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibe, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, 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 Peace Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Maintaining. Trying to stay busy and stay out the way at the same damn time. A little depressed, a little down because this city is once again in chaos. And it's painful. Another brother's shot and killed by the police, and here comes the protest, and then the rioting follows. So yeah, we're having a tough time here.
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't really been on Facebook too much, but I recently did see a couple of posts from people that I'm friends with on Facebook that I actually met through doing peer romance. I did a one for some siblings that live in Philly, and that's how I seen them talking about it. And that's why it's good to kind of communicate with people in different states and cities and stuff like that, because you kind of get to know what's going on. You know, and I mean, as I'm saying, social media and cell phones is a blessing. I mean, I know we complain at times about how people put too much time into those things or on those things too much, but in times like this, they're a great resource, because if it wasn't recorded to be posted, then it will be swept under the rug.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's sad. It is so sad. But onward and on, you know, we'll probably touch base with that probably next week. I think we haven't had a chance to talk about what's going on with the police and the black community and the shootings and the nonsense that's never stopped. So we're going to need to circle back and, you know, probably round the year up so far with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But today, you know, it's that wonderful time of the month, and I ain't talking about your periods, ladies. I'm talking about the Q&A session. God damn it. I don't want y'all to be sitting there talking about, why he talking about parents on the No. Not the show for that. Unless y'all, one of y'all crazy asses got it in the questions. But yeah, but like the Queen said, you know, we're going to be touching base on sex life relationships, and of course I think there's some politics, some business, some black community show questions tossed in there. It ain't gonna be a lot. But I wanted to get them out because I'm still going through the backload of before we took some time off a few months ago. And I want to make sure everyone gets answered and we can move forward. Real quick, shout out to Barbara Ann of No Trauma Consulting. No More Trauma, I'm sorry, Consulting. She just reposted our flyer for the night. We appreciate you. She's listening in. Shout out to Lady Wren, who also has been posting the flyer in various groups of people who may be interested So shout out to everybody who support this show. You know, we appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Yeah, we done had some riders from the very beginning. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up, they show out, and they do not disappoint. You know, we have listeners from all over. And that's just solely based on the support system we started with the loyal listeners. And then they're telling their friends, their family, their coworkers, you know, and spreading the word. So it's very much appreciated.
No doubt. Well, let's get a couple of these out the way, get the ball rolling. All right, this one is about voting. As we all know, next week is the official day to go stand in them long-ass lines and cast your vote if you haven't did the early voting or put your stuff in the mail. And this question is from Malik down Raleigh, mm-hmm. North Carolina. And Malik says he heard about the show from his brother-in-law. He said, we talk heavy and we discuss everything from black culture to politics to business. He loves it, but he has a real down-to-earth question. Does our vote really count?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And that is that.
Shit. I mean, what people sort of realize is it's not just voting for every time it's a big election, well, what they consider big when it's come to who's the president. You know, the problem is a lot of people, they only vote for the president, maybe the mayor, but they think about all the things below that and all the things in between that that makes a difference. You know, you see how no matter what Obama did, or try to do, stuff kept getting blocked because all those other little things that people didn't vote for and whether certain things was passed or not. So voting absolutely matters. Our votes count, but you have to vote for everything and be informed. You know, you got to just – it's a whole bigger picture than what is pushed out. A lot of these other – elections don't get all the publicity and everything, and that's very well one of the reasons why they don't want you to know about the power that you have when it comes to other things.
I totally agree, and I'm going to say this, you know, if your voting didn't matter, they would not be going through the lengths to stop you from voting. Voter suppression is at an all-time high. Voter suppression hasn't been this bad since the days where you had to guess the number of marbles in a jar, or you had to know certain words in the amendment, or you had to know word for word Star Spangled Banner, all that nonsense that a black person had to go through to vote. So, I mean, think about it. They're literally ripping up mailboxes. They're taking apart various mail sorting devices that sort 300,000 pieces of mail per hour all over the country. So when you look at this, you know, you look at this stuff, you got to say, wow, they're scared of something. What is it about your voice and the, you know, that they're so afraid of? So, yes, your voting counts. The issue why it feels like it doesn't is because we don't do things as a think tank. We don't vote in a block as we should. You see that they always cater to the Hispanic community. They cater to the Asian community. They cater to the Jewish community. Why don't they cater to you? Because you don't vote like a block, and you're going to vote and you're going to walk away and forget like it never happened. You got to vote, and you got to get active in regards to the stuff that's important to you. Like they say, all politics is local. So, you know, I just talked about the cops shooting the brother in Philly. So a guy I personally voted for, Larry Krasner, I hope that he finds something that he can put on these cops to charge them. that's the whole purpose of voting for a district attorney. And you're, you know, and you want to vote for the judges because you want a judge who's going to rule properly on these kind of cops that seems to like shooting brothers and sisters all over the goddamn country. So, yeah, voting is important. The problem is we play with it. You know, we only do some elections. We don't do others. You know, if let's be honest, with all the, we're over, what, 50 million people have voted already? Mm-hmm. Would it really be that high if it wasn't for our hatred for Trump?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm all in support of getting his orange ass out of here, by the way. So, but yeah, that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm trying to knock out all the non-sex life and relationship stuff. Business question, Queen. This person wants to remain anonymous. They've only listened to the show two times, but they're going to listen to the playback to hear their question and our answers. And they want to know, is this really a good time to start an online-based business?
It is, depending on, well, first of all, it got to make sense. I can't stress that enough. It has to be a need, it has to be affordable, and you have to actually have your plan put in place and who's your target audience. And it's just as simple as that. A lot of people are turning to online businesses and home-based businesses and self-employment because there's no jobs out here. And, I mean, one of the things I stand by is can't find a job, make a job, you know. But like I said, it has to make sense.
Yeah, I think this is a great time. It also, you know, what's your product? Who's your target market? How are you doing with your distribution? Is this something that you make, put on the internet to sell, or is this something that's already available to you? Shopify is doing great. Etsy is doing great. Amazon is doing the best out of everyone in the world today. So Macy's is starting to report some serious bread coming in because they've been running some great sales online versus in the stores. So, yeah, I mean, even little small businesses, mom and pops and stuff like that, you know, stay-at-home moms who are sitting in the kitchen and planning it out. And they're creating businesses and they're getting things popping. yeah, just have some patience. Find your niche, and you attack. Hit it hard. Move fast because the holidays is coming and people are not going to be getting up going shopping. Why? Because we just saw today that our numbers are going up in COVID. COVID-positive people. So that means prepare for another possible shutdown or some kind of, you know, something to slow the traffic on the streets up. So, yeah, start now. Build your business. You need a business plan. I'm always available. You can hit me up at conceptsbynuba@gmail.com, or you can, you know, hit me on Instagram in the DM. Under Concepts by Nuba. And that's also me on Facebook too, Concepts by Nuba. I'll be more than happy to talk to you and help you, and I don't charge much. And I give everyone a half an hour of consultation time for free. So, next question. All right, Queen, let's get to it, goddammit. Let's get to it.
Okay.
All right, Melissa wants to know, how can I deal with a man who I'm in a relationship with who is constantly dismissive and doesn't take me seriously when it's time to have intense conversations? I have tried everything possible to penetrate his angrily style. I don't know what that means, but penetrate his angrily style, she says. Please give me some advice. I would really like to communicate with my partner in a more effective manner to save our relationship of 7 years.
You haven't done everything. But when it comes to that and someone is dismissive of your feelings and not open or willing to talk about serious topics that can help the relationship, then you have to let them know and stand on it when you say it. I mean, it's causing a problem, and it's going to cause you to leave. I know 7 years is a long time, but sometimes people outgrow people, or sometimes people lose feelings or whatever. So you have to see how important is this relationship is to him, because it's only going to work if both people put in the effort and the work to fix it. Clearly, it's some things that you guys need to talk about that you're trying to talk to him about, but he's just not willing to do it. And as we discussed before, idle threats don't get anywhere. So if he's getting away with it, he's going to continue to do it because he doesn't have to deal with it. And there's no consequences to it. But if he cares about you, he'll care about your feelings. He'll care about your wants, your needs. Have y'all ever had a serious conversation? Is this just something that he's just trying to avoid? He doesn't know how to express himself. It could be different things, but communication is the key. Effective communication is the key. And so, I mean, that's the only thing I could say about it. It's a matter of, do he really care? And if he cares, these are the issues. How is it going to get fixed? Sometimes people get comfortable now. Some people get too comfortable. You know.
Well, I'm not used to dealing with a person like that. So I mean, I've talked to people who had these scenarios, but dismissive. That is heavy. And you also stated that every time you try to have a serious conversation, you know, there's that attitude he carries. It's time. It's y'all 7 years and going through this. It's time to move on. It is time. You've done all you can do. If this goofy fuck don't understand that he has to take you seriously when you speak and you're trying to have a serious conversation, and you mentioned when it's the most intense moments, he's joking and playing and it's dismissive, and he doesn't take you seriously. He does not take you seriously. Okay, so do yourself a favor and just end it. I mean, you can try to talk to him if you want, but 7 years, shit. He ain't get it then, he ain't gonna ever get it because he is set in his ways because you allowed it for so long. So do yourself a favor and get your ass up out of Dodge. Start the plans to separate this here thing. Because you can't continue. That breeds nothing but depression and sadness, which is gonna come from the breakup, but at least it'll be a healing. Separation and a healing process, not a everyday life. Somebody takes you as a fucking joke. That pisses me off because anybody does that to me and anybody that knows me, you won't catch it. I'm going to snap, cuss, fuss, and do it all. So I can't even imagine what you're going through right now. All right, Queen, we got someone with a kinky question.
Okay.
All right. Montrell, first time listener, is asking us, how does he get his pastoral wife into more of the kinky sexual things that people do? He wrote like four paragraphs, and I have no intention on reading it, but that's the bottom line. His wife's the pastor. He's trying to get her into toys, whips, handcuffs, and various lubricant. for the booty. What you suggest, Queen?
Well, how is he asking her? How is he trying to get her in it? I mean, is he trying to kind of... Well, first of all, y'all missed the section when you're supposed to have a conversation about what you're into, what you're not into, et cetera, et cetera. But since we're past that point now, it's just a matter of, I mean, everybody should be happy in their sex life. And he said wife, right?
Mm-hmm. He's married to a pastor.
So maybe he should have that conversation. So, I mean, they should be able to do a whole lot of things guilt-free, you know? Because they're married. But him knowing her religion, which I know some people that's into some religions that, you know, all bets are off the table when it comes to sex. But first of all, she got to be comfortable. She got to be comfortable. You got to ease her into the idea of things and some things she may just not be into. I mean, she's a woman of the cloth, first of all.
Maybe the one.
Right. But I'm just saying, have a conversation with her where she's not feeling pressured or rushed into it, and sit and have a conversation. Listen, sexually, you know, I'm not happy, and these are some things I want to try. But you got to take it step by step. You know, you can't be throwing a whole, you know, big-ass list at her for her to just, boom, I want to try this, this, and this, and this. Maybe you should start off by saying, what do you want to try? Like, to spice up our sex life, name something you want to try. It may already be on your list, but she got to feel comfortable. She got to feel secure in it. But that's the no pressure. Just think about it. If it was the other way around, if she was trying to act, get you to do something, and this has absolutely nothing to do with religion, this is a sex conversation. This is a couple, a married couple, having issues in their sex life. But just think about it. If it was something that she was pressuring you to do that you didn't want to do, how would you feel? But you got to ease into it. You named a list of things. You jumped right out the window.
Ease into it. Into it. You know?
Literally.
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 I don't think the pastor took it up the ass yet. You got to ease into it. Well, you know, like the queen said, you got to take your time with it. This is not about her position, because you mentioned her position several times. That is a misnomer. She is your wife. She's a woman first. You know, her position in her to her community and to her faith is one thing. In your bedroom, you're still king, I hope. So, but you also have to be more affectionate and understanding to what she actually likes. All I care here about is what you like.
Right.
What she likes. Focus on what she likes and get that part down. Get that part down. And then you start introducing the stuff that you want to do. So let's assume you're already doing that. Now, this, you know, you're taking care of everything she likes done. Okay, now you have to have a serious conversation about, hey, look, let's try something kinky. If she's not into kink and she's not into doing that freaky wild shit, then unfortunately, sir, you have a woman who's not into the sexual things you are into. So you have to just deal with it. You know, you just have to deal with it, bro. When she's ready to come along, she's ready to come along. But don't get mad when you're sitting there on Pornhub and you're wearing a damn mask made out of trash bags with holes in it and you're whacking off into your goddamn sock. That is your business. She should you know, accommodate you more often. You know, it's about meeting in the middle. So
yep.
I hope that I hope this shitty ass advice I just gave you help. But okay, Queen, here we go. Let's get some relationship bullshit out the way. And Jalil says, He says, first of all, he wanted to give a shout out to Chris, who always tells him about how wild our Q&A sessions are. And he has this question. He said something has been off with him and his girlfriend of 3 years. He couldn't pinpoint it, so he checked her phone. And in her phone, there are dicks and pussies and all kinds of weird shit that he's not even into. And at first he thought these were just photos that were saved because he looked in her gallery. But he then went into her messages. And she only had one message from her sister. Mm. There's no other messages in there. Now, his question is, should I believe this bullshit? Or is this her just part of her covering partial of her tracks? And he wants our advice.
You will be a fool to believe it. You will be a fool to believe that she did not text anybody except for her sister once. She into some things. She has some fetishes. I don't know if it's is she taking a step farther and actually pursued these things with other people or not. But the first thing is, if you have to erase something, you know it's wrong. If you have to hide, erase, cover up, you know you're doing wrong. You know? And it's something. The first thing is, he called it weird. So she cannot come to him and express her feelings about certain type of fetishes because he already labeled it as weird. So she already feeling like he's not going to understand, or he's probably expressed somewhere down the line. You know, when he heard about something or seen something on TV, his dislike for it. He probably called it all type of names, the person all type of names, weird and everything else. So, I mean, that's why she's hiding it. It's two parts to this. One, her being honest about what she's into, what she feels, her wants, her needs, et cetera, et cetera. And him, he needs to open up his mind and be willing to explore so they can meet somewhere down the middle. Now he done sing it, what he going to do about it? Because now there's two things. You seen it, you know about it. So now you were snooping, now you're going to have to come out and admit, hey, I was snooping through your phone, and look, this is what I see. Because she must have knew he was going to snoop through her phone, or she deleted it. Now you know what the issue is. You said a few months things wasn't right. So now the time for you to have a conversation about one of the things that you feel like the change was, because there could be more to it. So you're saying it, now you're going to have to sit and have a conversation with her. The conversation you should have had with her before you went through her phone. So, that's two wrongs. One, she's hiding something, and she's making you feel a way to feel like you need to go snoop. And your issue is you actually went and snooped without having a conversation. So y'all have some communication issues going on, and apparently some trust issues going on. Not saying it's not warranted based on what you found. That doesn't excuse you going through it, though. But, yeah.
Where do I begin with such fuckery? First of all, why the fuck are you digging through your woman's phone? That's first. That's first. I understand when you need to know. When that shit's in your chest, and you're like, I know this motherfucker's cheating. I can feel it. If your idea, no, let me go back. If you are clearly telling yourself that, okay, if I find some shit, her shit is out the door. Along with her funk ass. It's going to literally bounce off the bottom step and hit the goddamn curb. Double bounce. If you're going to dribble her ass, I get that. Now you're looking for evidence because it's in, you're ending a relationship. And you can explain to her, your cheating funk ass was cheating on me and I got the goddamn evidence. But if you going because you have a feeling and you are willing to jeopardize your entire relationship over a feeling, then you're playing yourself. You fart in the tub and biting the fucking bubble. You're getting yourself all this mental masturbation at its best. Getting yourself all worked up over nothing. Unless you are planning to execute her ass relationship, not physically, and get her out of there, then you're doing it just to, come on, man. It's some emotional shit. I'm not going through no woman's goddamn phone. If I do, that's because I'm ready to get rid of you. I just need the damn, the evidence. I'm not going through nobody's phone. Never did no dumb shit like that. Yeah, actually, I did once. And yeah, I got rid of her nut ass. So no. No, you don't put yourself in that situation, but you're here now. So now that you're here and you see a bunch of dicks and pussies and all this other weird shit in her phone, whatever that may be, because after dicks and pussies, what else is left, Queen? Looking at some hermaphrodites, some trannies, what the hell? Now, here again, you can confront her and look like a dickhead when she goes, I just thought this, you know, I look at porn. I thought that was a nice looking dick. I grabbed it off Pornhub. Boom, I whack off to it. What you going to say then?
Mm-hmm.
What you going to say then? Because you really have no evidence other than she likes to look at penis and pussies. Who the fuck don't? I know women that look at plenty of penises and pussies. That don't make them a cheater. That just means they have a healthy sexual drive, or, you know, they're into some shit. So you can't sit there and judge. And as far as the text messages go, that ain't irregular. A lot of people delete their shit just to make space. It depends on what kind of phone. Now,
listen.
Looking at it
from... Listen. Listen. You gotta worry about what you don't see. Don't worry about the pictures that you see that save. Worry about what you don't see. Now, did he say every last message was deleted except for, listen,
it ain't nothing but one from her sister.
Even when
I'm gonna come around to her ass. Give me a second. I'm coming to her ass.
No, okay, go ahead.
I'm coming for it. I just gotta get this sensitive motherfucker straight. Listen, I need you to keep an open mind and don't judge just yet. You got some evidence, but now that you got it, what you gonna do about it?
Right. Because
if she
sits there and looks,
and shows you the sights that she got them off, you gonna look stupid. Oh, this is a guy I subscribed to on X videos. He's sexy as shit. Got a nice dick. I've saved it. Oh, and that's the chick on Pornhub. She's sexy as fuck. I wouldn't mind biting on that pussy. I saved it. So what are you going to do? You're going to look like a nut-ass dude who's all in his feelings about some shit. So be smart. I mean, have a conversation. And if you are so worried about the vibe, then just get out of it. If you trust your gut and you think your gut's on something, just get out of it. Don't waste her time. Don't waste your time. Because if you're going to keep doing this fucking Scooby-Doo Mysteries bullshit, then you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Breaking your own heart.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes, I mean, and ladies, men do have instincts. Y'all got y'all women instincts? Yeah, we do too. You know, it's called the anti-pussy theft device. It's built into our fucking foreheads, in between our eyebrows. Whenever we think our pussy is going somewhere, my eyebrows tense up. We start, wait a minute, something ain't right. So, and as far as the sister go, I ain't got enough evidence to throw you off a fucking cliff, but shit don't look right. too many people walking around with just one goddamn text file and it's coming from sis. So, okay, let's say just for shits and giggles, you trying to make space on your internal storage. Okay. But you got to explain to this brother why you got so much dick and pussy in your shit. Are you collecting them? And if so, okay, cool, explain it. But ladies, y'all have to understand, y'all snoop through our phones and we snoop through your shit, we're going to interrogate you the same way y'all interrogate us. Who the fuck is that? Why you got your picture of her? And look, whatever. And he can do the same thing to you. But just be open, be honest, and have a healthy understanding of what each other's into. But Shorty, you that shit don't look right. Like you coming, yeah. You ever see when them mothers get to the top step when they own before they put the key in the door, they just delete everything in their phone from the day.
Yeah,
that's what she look like. She doing. She acting like a cheating ass husband. That's what she's acting like. All right. Oh, Queen, this one should you ready for a cheating one?
Yeah, I'm ready to eat somebody up. I'm telling you.
You ready to dig, put your foot up to my ass? Here you go. Listen to this goofy motherfucker. Oh, man. All right, this one is from Tamika Spencer, and she's in Pittsburgh. And she found us on, actually, she actually found us on Block Talk. And she's listened to a couple of our past shows, and she's very interested to see what we think about this. She says, my husband of 10 years is talking to a 70-year-old coworker about sexual things and spent the hour with her on a Facebook call. I found this out by going through his phone, his messages. I checked his DMs. I checked his emails. I checked his Facebook Messenger. I checked his WhatsApp. God damn. And she said she found out all these things, and she wants to know, should she confront him or wait a little longer to gather more evidence before she sees her attorney? Well, goddamn.
Well, see?
Tamika Spencer.
First of all, she is already the beginning of the end. Once you got to do all of that checking, so that means she was already fed up for whatever other reasons. And like you said, looking for evidence. Did she say 17-year-old?
Yeah, he's talking to a 17-year-old coworker.
No, what more evidence than you need than that? First of all, you don't trust them because you went through all of that checking. I mean, she just didn't say social media. She went to the email and everything else. I wouldn't be able to figure out for the life of me, if that was me, why was somebody that I'm with and married to for as long as they've been married, even if I wasn't married, I wouldn't be able for the life of me understand why anybody that would be on my level for me to be with, to have anything in common or to talk about with a 17-year-old.
Fuck it. That's it.
Cause, right. I'm going to be looking at her funny just because of that. But if it's over, it's over. Go see your attorneys. You know, get whatever advice you can from them. And, hey, because while you're going to your attorneys, I mean, you still probably going to be together, not officially separated yet in the same household. And whatever comes your way as far as an hour, you better than me. You better than me. And sometimes when people talk on social media and not on the phone, it's because they being sneaky. It was it a video chat?
She said they were on a messenger phone call, Facebook phone call. So it could have been, but that's the way she described it.
You see? Probably was doing some things that, listen, you already halfway out the door. Because you felt the need to look. You don't trust them. So based on this or whatever the past history is that made you feel like you had to do this, you know it's over. So if you want to go get the legal advice and what you have, I mean, that would be enough for me. A 17-year-old on a messenger, because I'm sure y'all have access to each other's phone bills, if not the phones. But, ooh. Lord. He like old girl in the previous question. I'm just saying. It's just sneaky.
Mm-mm.
Once you got to do that, it's over. You ain't going to be able to trust him.
I'm making this real short and sweet. You already got enough evidence to go on and take your ass down. Only question you got for your lawyer is, where do I sign? Get out of that shit. If this man talking to you never said how old your husband is. You just said you guys have been together for 10 years. But he's technically cheating. We don't know if he done anything, but he is definitely doing it on a verbal and emotional, and he's talking about sex, so he plans on doing it. Unless he's just one of those dudes who gets off by having conversations with other women about it. You know, it's one of them situations where it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. So just get the hell out of there. You know, he's a creep, and you know, you got to remember. In marriages and in relationships, the number one place to cheat is at work.
Mm-hmm. You talk to enough at work, whether it's part-time or full-time job. I don't care if it's 5 hours or 8 hours or 12-hour shift. He got enough time to say whatever he got to say to her at work. He don't need to be talking to her after work. So it's 17? Oh, my God. You know what? And I don't know if it's because I have, you know, older children. You know, my daughter about to be 22 next month. I have a 20-year-old, so it's like anybody over a certain age, I'd be like, really, what do y'all got in common? Like, when I was 17, anytime somebody over a certain age tried to kick it to me, I'd be like, oh, you dirty man. Like, I could never understand. Like, what? I don't care how, quote-unquote, mature someone felt I was, not for no 28, 29, 30 years or whatever. I don't know how old he is. Just based on them being together for 10 years, I mean, what if they got together when he was 18? He's 28. Like, come red flag. What kind of damn job you got working for a 17-year-old? Where do you work at?
McDonald's. Wendy's. Checkers, fucking, you know, but you never know. It could be anywhere. It could be a restaurant. She's a little, you know, little bus girl doing dishes in the back, and he's short order cook. It could be anywhere. The bottom line is she's fucking 17, creepy fuck. Like, you can't wait for her to at least be 21. But then again, you never know. He's probably one of these bastards that just sees ass and titties and don't care how old the ass and titties belong to. You know, so it's
look at him ready to risk it all.
Yeah, man, please. I would hate if you ever sit and talk to these young girls, and you ask them about men who are old enough to be their father. How many of them actually approach them? They'll tell you some horror stories that'll make you want to go out there and start punching people in the goddamn face. I'm a father figure to several young ladies, and I hear it, I just get instantly pissed off. So, I mean, get that piece of shit down to the courthouse immediately, if that's the word. And you goddamn, you file, I mean, what us would say, them papers, file them goddamn papers. Quick is a hiccup. You are literally living in the house and rolling around in the goddamn bed with a motherfucker who's trying to talk to a 17-year-old at his goddamn job. So he's putting his job at risk, and he's putting his marriage at risk. And I don't know if you have kids, but he's putting all that at risk. Why are you wasting your goddamn time? He's a piece of shit. All right. Queen, what you know about caning? Caning. BDSM. Do y'all over there pure romance sell canes?
No.
You sell canes over there? Well, I got a message. I'm pulling this one from my Tumblr account. Someone asked this message actually in late August, and I don't check my Tumblr. It's been years, so I said, let me remind myself to check it and get this one out. Potato buns. Wants to know, does the Queen Vibe sell cane? Because she recently moved into a family member's house with her boyfriend. and they're looking for a quieter impact play that can still pack a punch. And for those of you who don't know what impact play means, that is you are into the idea of pain. You want your ass whooped or spanked, paddles, whips, impact, right? So she's seen some canes come up a lot, but she doesn't know about them. She would like she likes both the stingy and thuddy sensations. Where can she get a cane? Does the Queen Vi sell them? And if so, please post the link. I'll go and I will purchase them. And
no,
also, please tell me what's the best ointment to heal and put on my butt.
No, we don't sell canes. You try to get that
shit.
From your Walmart pharmacy. I don't know. Well, listen. I mean, Tim can help you with the, because he did it on another show. He can help you about the things, the treat pains and bruises and all of that. He gave a rundown one day, probably like 5 minutes at the end of the show. So he can help you with that. Canes?
Mm-hmm. So wait a minute. You have never cane queen?
No.
You've never
first
been cane. Well, I know you ain't never been cane before because you know, the queen don't play that shit. But you, one of your boy toys, you never took a cane to his ass cheek?
No.
Oh, well, goddamn.
I don't mess with anybody old enough to have a cane.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, canes come in all sizes, all shapes. You can get thin ones, which is more of a sting. You said you like that stingy. There is no thud in a thin cane. Most canes are not going to get a thud, because if you do, that shit's so heavy it's going to knock you the hell out. Because a cane could be just as impactful as a baseball bat. So if you want a thud, you want more of a long paddle, a real long one. The longer ones, which about 2.5-3 feet, them bad boys give a nice, you know, right across your ass cheeks when done the right way. I suggest for you the Singapore cane, which is one of my favorites, because you can not only use it on, it gives a nice crack sound, right? And it's thick all the way. So you want to get you have multifunctional canes. You got some when you want to leave marks and some when you want that nice sound, right? So I suggest you use the Singapore cane because it cracks. And if you want that real impact play, you buy 3 of them and you duct tape them together. Not only can you get some good stinging, you probably won't be sitting your ass down no time soon, it also is good for anti-dickhead defense. You might have to whoop a couple people's asses. You can grab them duct tape canes and you can whoop and chase people up and down the street with it. Trust me, I know. In terms of the, again, we went over this, like the queen said, I always tell folks use aloe. Any aloe-based olive oil works too. Shea butter. There's a whole bunch of things. Look it up. Google it, honey. Goddamn. Come on now. You have to get your ass welled up. You should be able to ointment it down, if that's a damn word, to get yourself right so you can get up and go to work in the morning. But don't buy a cane that's too heavy. Don't buy them off Amazon. Look on place like Etsy or Shopify, and make sure there's something that someone had a hand in, because you can always message them and ask questions, and they can answer it. If you go to Amazon, you're getting that bullshit. You're just going to buy it, and no one can talk to you and tell you about the proper ways of using it. It's just like buying toilet paper from them. But on Etsy, it's more if someone made it, or they are using it and bought it in bulk and they're selling it. It's more of a mom and pop type situation. So I suggest you go to Etsy or Shopify. All right. You got to put Kanan on your list, Queen. You know, make your man happy this weekend. Just tear his ass up.
Nah, buddy. Each his own. And that ain't it.
Oh, you can use a taser, but you can't use a damn cane. Okay.
I can use a whip. I can use chains. I can use foggers. I can use, I mean, just a cane. Just not, ain't nothing sexy to me about a cane. Like, I don't know. But to each his own.
Oh, man. Canes are fun. They're multi-purposed.
You can get your ass whooped with a cane.
Let me tell you something. A good dom will take a cane, lube it up, put it in your ass, grab another cane, and give you your spankings for your punishment. And if that first cane comes out, we double the spankings. You were supposed to get 5, now it's 10. Let that motherfucker come out again. There you go. So I hope you were listening. Potato buns. You just, I just gave you a homework assignment for you and your dom. All right. Speaking of doms, Miko says she caught her dom flogging another woman. Goddamn queen. She is 3 years old and caught her dom / fiance, who's 47, flogging another woman while she was sick recovering from COVID-19. He says that he was just giving her advice from he was getting advice from her on how to build a cross he was building for our use during our flogs and wanted to try it out.
Wait.
He was I'm sorry. She said she hold up. Because she writes a paragraph. I'm trying to get the understanding of this shit because it's poorly written. And how to build the cross he was building for our use during our flogs, and he wanted to try it out. I caught them the second time he was flogging her, according to him. They both in their underwear. My dom / fiance tackled me and dragged me out of the house and try to keep me from beating this bitch's ass. He wanted to talk me down and drag me down the street so we can sit in our parked car. I refused. Now, I know Hakim is a former dom, and I know it sounds like you got a little dom in you too, Alpha Queen. How should me as a sub address my dom, and what should we do to get through this?
See, being when it comes to dom and sub, it's not so much of a. It's they both want to know their roles, but trust plays a big part in it. So y'all supposed to be open and honest. You're supposed to be able to trust that you can completely submit to him, and he's going to do right by you, and vice versa. How can y'all get see? Being dominant don't mean you could just do what it is. Well, see, I don't can't believe I'm about to say this coming out of my mouth. Like, you can't just do whatever the hell you want if y'all had a certain understanding or whatever. And you recovering from COVID. He ain't shit. You recovering from COVID? And then he gave you that bullshit excuse? I don't, see...
It's
going to be hard for you to have that sub-dom relationship because how are you going to trust them now? And trust is a big part within that relationship. Wow. You're supposed to have an agreement on how things are supposed to be. Clearly you felt the way about it because you wanted to whoop her ass. Word of advice, it's not just her, it's him too. So, should have whooped his ass too. But, I mean, he probably, you said two times? Did she say the second time she caught him?
Yeah, because the first time she caught those two together, they were building a cross. He was getting advice from her on how to build a cross for them. And
so
I guess she stumbled upon them two together. Then she caught him sometime later, and they in their drawers, and he was using that cross while he flogged her.
He cheating. That's a new sub there. She's a new sub. Don't let him fall. Do not fall for it.
Shout out to our man Chris who never fails his queen. He said, "What the fuck kind of cross are we talking about? The one for Jesus or the one for the Antichrist?"
No, and don't let him. Do not let him lie to you. That is his sub too, and he's grooming her. Something that is. Do not let listen.
And he can't
get over it. He's a cheater, and you let him get away with it, you will continue to do it. Because the first time, you ain't do nothing. So the second time, you wanted to whoop her ass.
Because
the first time, you believed what he told you the first time. But you were smarter than that the second time. Who you supposed to not believe your lying eyes? Uh-uh.
Yeah.
He got another, he's dominant. And he's got him another sub.
All right.
While she recovering from COVID, you dirty motherfucker.
So wait a minute. He wasn't fucking her. He was flogging. What? Is flogging and fucking the same thing?
In a draw.
Let's unpack this. All right. Okay, first of all, he's a dom. He should not be asking a woman that you're not aware of. But then again, it depends on what kind of relationship you've got. What is the situation? Usually, if you are trying to build a cross, and for those of you who don't know what a cross could be made out of anything. It is literally either or laying flat on a table, and it's for you to lay on it and spread your arms like an X. You shackle your arm, you shackle your sub or victim. You shackle the wrists and ankles to this X-shaped thing. So they call it the cross. And that is where you can do it face down or face up, and that's where you take your cane. Cane girl, hope you're listening. Build a cross. Or you can flog someone, use a whip. You can, do whatever, torture them. Now, I don't know. I don't see the problem with asking another person, right? But if the dynamic is don't do that behind my back and you don't have that autonomy to just go ask any woman you want, you have to talk to me first, then he's wrong. You didn't clarify what y'all's situation is, so I can't, kick him for that. Now, here's the sensitive part. And to Chris, in some scenarios, flogging another woman is cheating. He might as well have fucked her for all of that. But we 9 times out of 10, he probably didn't want to. He wanted to do what he was doing. He still had his drawers on. She had her drawers on. And he was testing out that goddamn X table. So, yeah. But did she have a right to be angry and want to whoop some ass? She sure did. She up there coughing up a lung and shit, and he down there, whooping ass with a flog. And a flog is a whipping device that leaves marks and gives that stingy sensation. It's this thing where you hold the handle and there's these tassely pieces that you cross that ass. It's like it paintbrushes. With a bunch of leather tassels, or some people I'm hearing are using some more extreme shit like hard twisted plastic. You can make a flog. I've even heard of people using beaded tassels, so which will definitely leave a mark. All right, Queen, we're out of time. I went over, and part one in the books.
Thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for the questions. You guys never seem to let us down when it comes to that. This is Talk Tuesday. We will be back for Therapy Thursday, 7 just time until 8 p.m. Same as today. Keep them questions coming. Any last words I'm scared to ask our Kim. Any last words before we head out?
Nope. I'll see y'all Thursday. We'll see you Thursday. We got some very raunchy trifling. This is the Ratchet Edition that's coming Thursday. All kinds of fuckers.
And that concludes our time for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
whoop that ass.